our God and our Father. We thank you, Lord, this morning because your name is holy. Your name is great. Your name is mighty. You are awesome. You are beautiful for all situations. Father, we bless you. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. Father, we declare that there is none like unto you. You are faithful. You are faithful, Lord. Great is your faithfulness over our lives. Great is your faithfulness over our homes. Great is your faithfulness over our families. Great is your faithfulness over this assembly. Father, we declare your faithfulness. We return all the glory. We return all the honor. We return all the adoration to you this morning. Thank you for sparing us. Thank you for sparing us from all evils. Thank you for sparing us from all the imaginations of the enemy. Thank you for sparing our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for filling our hearts with joy. Thank you for testimonies you have given unto us. Thank you for victory all around us. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, as we have come again, even to your presence this morning, with the heart of gratitude, we open up ourselves unto you again, Lord. Fill us. Fill us. Fill us, Lord. Let the light of your word shine upon our hearts in the name of Jesus, quickening us afresh again in the name of Jesus. Renew our strength in you again in the name of Jesus. We ask for open heaven unto each living soul in this assembly this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, as we hear your word, send us your word. Reveal your mind unto us. And Lord, we pray, every word that you are sending unto our lives, Lord, according to your word that says heaven and earth may pass away, but not an outer of your word return to you without accomplishing its purpose. Let every word you are sending this morning to us, Lord, let your power accomplish its purpose in our destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I release the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Can we have our seat, please? Can you turn to someone by your left and by your right and say congratulations? Congratulations for seeing this day. You know, one thing is everybody, even both those ones that are not even living again, desire to see this day. But we are so fortunate. We have received the mercies of the Lord. And that is why you and I, we are alive and we are among the living today. And so we have every reason to celebrate the faithfulness of the Lord. And may this shout of joy never depart from your life and my own life in the name of Jesus. May this shout of joy never depart from this assembly in the name of Jesus. So once again, I want to welcome us to the presence of the Lord this morning. I want to appreciate the leadership of the church for the privilege of standing in the presence of the people of the Lord to share the word that has been laid upon my spirit. Praise the Lord. Brethren, as I was just thinking about what to share with us, being the Thanksgiving Sunday, I The Spirit of the Lord made me to flash my mind back to all the good things and packages that the Lord has deposited into our lives, especially in this Assembly Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach. We have been so fortunate and so blessed that we have not enjoyed, God has not allowed us to have the scarcity of the mind of God. And so for as many of us that have been following us online or physically here, right from the time of our fresh oil service, the time of waiting upon the Lord in December, through to the crossover, and through like that and through like that, even up to this present moment, and even at the workers' prayer meeting today, you will agree with me that the Lord has been sending his assurance that is with us, that he has so many good things for us for this year 2022. And our brother, in the course of leading the workers' prayer meeting, take us to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 again, assuring us that the thoughts of God for our lives are greater and higher even than what you and I we ever imagine, and that he will give us that expected end. And so for all the words that have been declared unto us, I want to assure you this morning, brethren, that the Lord is out to give us that expected end of his thoughts concerning you and I in the name of Jesus. But there's something that we all must do. I don't know how much of the word you have absorbed in the course of last year up to this present moment, how much of the word that has been spoken to us, that has been released unto our lives and unto our destiny, how much of those words have we absorbed? How much of those words have you digested? How much of those words have you been running with? How much? How much of those words? And so this morning I want to share, I want to exhort us bravely on this word, bursting with God news. Bursting with God news. There are so many news in the old world. News of this, news of that. And I think the one that is scary most is this news of bandits and the news of kidnapping. But that is not our portion in the name of Jesus. And so there are the words that the Lord has given to you, words of assurance. And the one that we are holding on to in this assembly is that year 2022 is our... We are not even sure. Year 2022 is our year of... So if we have absorbed it, then you should be overwhelmed with that God news. That is the news from heaven unto you and I. That this year that we are enjoying the mercy of God, that this year that the mercy of God is will be speaking for us over every issue around our lives. But with this word that we have received, I don't know if you have absorbed them into your life. If as you sleep, as you wake up, as you move in, as you move out, if that word is what you are running with. Brethren, if you are not running with that word, that expected end may not be feasible. It is what you run with that is what be your end result of what you get. And I want to say that there's need for us to bust with God news. The God news, the word that he has given to us, that this year is the year of our mercy, is the year that grace will speak, the spirit of grace will rest upon our lives, is that the glory of God will descend upon our lives. And this question is, again, is that what have you done with the word that you have been hearing since the beginning of the year? What have you done with it? Does it trigger your hearts of thanksgiving? In spite of all that you may be hearing, in spite of all that you may be passing through, in spite of all that the enemy may be bringing to scare you from the nation, why can't you rise up, brethren? Let's rise up maybe on your career, maybe concerning your children, concerning your spouses, concerning your family. I want to challenge you this morning that there is needs for you to rise up, be overwhelmed with this word. Let this word, let this God news, God word that has been spoken, that has been released, let it trigger your hearts. Let it stir up your hearts. Run with it. Be overwhelmed with it. And let there be manifestation of that word in your life. Media, can you please give me Psalm 66? Psalm 66, and I want it in message version of the Bible. Psalm 66. Brethren, bursting with God news is a choice that must be made by you and I. Because there are so many other things in the world that want to contend with the word that we have heard, that want to contend with the word that mercy will speak for you, mercy will speak for me, mercy will speak for me in my career, in my studies, whether you are looking for admission, and it seems as if there is no way where the mercy of God appears. You see the way. Because mercy is the one that makes way where there seems to be no way. So it is a matter of choice. And each one of us must make up our mind. You must make that choice that whether the enemy likes it or not, whatever may be the world that is running here and there in the nation Nigeria or the overworld, as for my home, as for my family, concerning my own destiny, I will make a choice. I'm making a choice. It must be a deliberate one. That you must run with the word that has been given unto us. Praise the Lord. Psalm 66. All together now, applause for God. We are moving. Please, let's move. Sing songs to the tune of his glory. Set glory to the rhythms of his praise. 3. Media. The whole earth falls to his knees. It worship you, sing to you. Say of God, we have never seen. Yes, we can hold on that way. Say of God, we have never seen anything like him. When your enemy sees you in action, they slink. Just hold on, media. Say of God, we have never seen anything like him. Brethren, I don't know. In spite of all the things that are happening, I don't know if we have ever seen anyone like this God. That is faithful unto his word. Is faithful unto his word. Our parents may not be faithful to their pledges, to their commitment to us, you know, due to one thing or the other. But as for this God that has spoken the word of life to us, as for this God that has spared your life and my own life, there is no one like unto him. There is no one like unto him. The word that he has spoken is much more than sufficient to bring that word to pass. I don't know the word that the Lord has spoken unto you this year, brethren. I want to assure you this morning, run with that word. Word of excellence, word of success, word of open door, word of victory, word of breakthrough. Word of increase, word of enlargement, run with it. Because the one that has spoken the word is more sufficient, is all powerful, is almighty, that is able to bring that word to pass. It's a matter of choice. Make the choice. Make the choice. Brother, make the choice. To run with that word. And when you run with that word, you cannot miss it. Because the source of the word is able to bring his word to pass in our life. We have never seen anything like him. Verse 5 of that message Bible. Media, we are together. Take a good look at God's wonder. They will take your breath away. When you look at all the words that the Lord has spoken unto you as his own child, as his own children, you wonder, will this word come to pass? Are these words not just too loaded? Will he bring it to pass? And that is why I rejoice in my heart when our brother that led us in the prayer, workers' prayer meeting this morning, refer us to that Jeremiah 29:11. That even all that he has spoken unto you, all that you are even running with, the Bible says even that his own thought is still higher, and is higher, and is able to give you the expected end of that word. And so I want you to take a good look. Don't ignore that word. Don't derail from that word. Don't stay away from that word. Key in to that word. Take a good look at that God's wonder, and you will be dazed at the end of what God will accomplish in your life and in my life. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. But may I encourage you that there's need for us to see with the eyes of your hearts. Don't see with your physical hearts. Because if you see with your physical heart, so many contentions may rob you of those words. But when you see with your hearts, your heart, the eyes of your heart, you see from your spirit, you will know that it is the Lord that has spoken the word. And I know that my Father cannot fail. Can your Father fail you? Never. This God cannot fail you. Is it on admission? Is it open door? You want to travel out? See with the eyes of faith. Somebody was sharing something with me of recent, and I was so much, you know, this morning when I got to this place, that's my seat, you know, because of the AC, I said, no, please, somebody will have to adjust this thing for me. I know there was a kind of flash of somebody sharing something with me, and the person said, he enjoys AC nowadays, though. I said, wow, this weather is so good. He said, no, because he has something that he's running with. That by the time you get to maybe Canada, or to US, or to UK, that he learned that the weather is cold. And whether devil likes it or not, God is taking him or her to that place this year. And so we want to adjust our body to it. Somebody is running with that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It may look so childish, but you know that the mind of that person is fixed. Let your mind be fixed on that which the Lord has spoken unto you. And you will see it coming to pass in the name of Jesus. Arise. You must arise. Arise, sister. Enough of sleeping. Enough of distraction. You cannot afford to be distracted. And that is why this word is coming to you at this time. January is gone already. Remaining 11 months. What have you achieved this month? Arise! And take a good look at those words that the Lord has given unto you. And you'll be surprised to receive the expected end in the name of Jesus. And the second thing I want us to see in this bursting with God news is that you must believe the word. If you don't believe the word, it cannot come to pass. Romans chapter 4 verse 21 media. Believe the word that has been spoken to your life and destiny. Believe it because it is God that has spoken the word. Don't see the person that has delivered the word as the source of the word, because you may be missing it. Because before you know it, the enemy must be telling you that that person misbehaving by me. You know, that person is not a perfect person, but the source of the word is a perfect person. And the Bible even said that believe the word of the servants of the Lord, and you see the performance of that word. Brethren, believe the word that has been spoken to your life and destiny. Obey the word. Trust in the word. Trust in the word. Please let me have this Romans 4:21 in King James Version, please. You know, believe the word. Obey the word. There's a song we sing in our children. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. If you want to be happy over all your desire this year, believe the word. No matter what may be happening around you, believe the word and be fully persuaded that what he had promised, he is able. Be persuaded. Be convinced. Be determined. This God that has spoken this word, this God is a faithful God. He has never failed. And he cannot fail me. I'm persuaded. I'm running with the word. I'm moving with the word. Move the word. Move with the word. And that is why I say, bursting with God news. Be overwhelmed with that word. With that word. The news. The news that is not the news of Nigeria. The news that is not the news of the word. But the news from the manual of the word of God. Believe this word. Believe it. Trust in this word. And you will never regret it in the name of Jesus. Because the word of God is settled forever and ever in heaven. And it will come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. Don't despise the word so as not to delay the fulfillment of the word in your life. Don't despise it. Don't despise it. Don't give in to distraction that may want to come along with this word. Because the riches of God is beyond comprehension. Do you know God may be just be telling you, be thanking me, be thanking me. And you know, it's like, maybe you are looking for admission, especially with the admission of OAU now. Maybe you are still believing God. You are still trusting God. And it seems like people are telling you that, oh, the admission is about to close. Oh, the thing has even closed. And you know, the admission has not closed. And God is just saying, be thanking me. Do you know that in thanking God, God may just make way for you. They may just remember you. I remember something. Maybe to encourage somebody that may still be waiting on admission. There was a particular admission and, okay, let me share it. You know, somebody asked me to monitor something for him, you know, for her, concerning her child, what, like that. And, you know, the person really scored high. And I just thought that there's no need of monitoring anything for the person again. But, you know, something just asked me, just stand up and go and follow this. And by the time I got there, I said, please, oh, the person is my friend. I said, please, oh, I want to follow up this admission for this particular person. And he said, well, does the person score well? I said, I know this admission exercise. Now, just grant me the privilege. And the person brought out the list. Will you believe that they've already underlined the name of that girl was below, and they've already ruled out? Because so many people score that same mark. Like the cutoff is 250, and about 6 or 10 people score 250. Would they admit? Because there is a quota. So they've already ruled out. So the name of this particular person was below, was outside that names that will be taken. I said, No, it can't happen. As God will have it. So I raised and made a case. I said, no, this person, the mother of this person, is the one that has been helping institution on this and that. I just made a case. And they met again at the department, and they said they will allow for one more name. And they pushed the name of that lady there. So don't give up. Hello, somebody. Don't give up. Don't give up on any issue. It may be concerning appointments. Don't give up. It may be concerning your result at the department. Don't give up. Somebody may say that, no, I can't do this, I can't do that. God can change the heart of that person. So this year, we refuse to give up over anything. Because the riches of God is beyond comprehension. You can never put God in a corner. God may just be saying, be thanking me on this. Don't despise it. Be thanking God. Whatsoever instruction God will give to you, over any issue concerning your life, concerning that your ambition and aspiration this year, just obey. Obey. If it is the voice of God, you can be assured it will come to pass. All what we need this year is to just wait on Him. Thank Him for your expectation. Thank Him for your promotion. Thank Him for the children you are believing God for. Because God will bring it to pass. And I say again, I declare the word of the Lord, that which is in your hearts, according to the will of the Father, God will bring it to pass. The God of heaven and the heart will satisfy you this year. You will have new song in the name of Jesus. You will sing new song this year in the name of Jesus. Media, Luke chapter 1, a message version. Luke chapter 1 in Message version. Create an atmosphere of joy for your destiny this year. Enough of grumbling. Somebody that is overwhelmed with God news and not the news of Nigeria should be excited. Should be overwhelmed. Should be excited. Should be dancing without having any drumming. Just be dancing. Just be dancing. The Lord has done me well. The Lord has done me good. And you see the goodness of the Lord coming to pass. But when you are depressed, when you keep on grumbling and keep on complaining, you give room for the devil. Create an atmosphere of joy for your destiny. Create an atmosphere of joy for your destiny this year. Luke chapter 1 verse 36. Not verse 1, please. Verse 36. 36, please, media. Thank you. And did you know that your cousin, the angel of the Lord, appeared to Mary, gave him the word of assurance that even without marriage, the Holy Spirit, God has located her to favor her and gave her the word of assurance. And now to top it up, the angel of the Lord told Mary the Virgin, and did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son? Old as she is, everyone call her barren. And here she is, 6 months pregnant. Can we continue? There's nothing impossible for this God to do. Your own also will be possible this year. Nothing you see is impossible with God. Can you tell somebody? Nothing! Tell somebody, please. It's impossible with God. Nothing! Nothing in this world is impossible. Let it sink into your hearts. When you see with the eyes of your hearts, you will know that nothing is impossible in this world with God to do for you. So what are your expectations that you think is they are impossible? They are not. Believe the word. Create an atmosphere for that thing that you are asking from God. Create an atmosphere for the joy of the Lord for your destiny. Verse 38. Media. And Mary said, yes, I see it all now. Are you seeing anything? Are you seeing that your promotion? Are you seeing that your admission? Are you seeing that your open door? Are you seeing that your breakthrough? Are you seeing that your healing? Are you seeing that abundance? Yes, I see it all now. Are you seeing anything? Begin to see something. Begin to see that thing that the Lord has spoken to you. Begin to see them and get excited. Begin to see them every day. Not only during the Sunday service. Not only during the Bible study. I receive strength unto your inner man by the power of the Holy Spirit to begin to see the manifestation of the word that the Lord has spoken unto your destiny in the name of Jesus. Yes, I see it all now. I am the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me, just as you say. Is that your word? Is that your confirmation? Is that your affirmation? Is that your belief? Is that your conviction? That what the Lord has spoken to your life concerning your destiny, concerning your journey this year, is coming to pass. 39. Are you wasting any time to confirm this word? Mary didn't waste a minute. She got up and traveled to a town in Judah in the hill country. Are you wasting any time? Are you being distracted? Because in Yele Wo, don't get distracted. Don't get discouraged. Don't allow any doubts. See it now. And begin to run with it. Bursting with God news this year. Bursting with God news in my promotion. Bursting with God news concerning my elevation. Bursting with God news concerning the children that the Lord has promised me. Bursting with God news concerning my open door, concerning traveling to Canada, concerning traveling to UK, concerning your appointment, concerning anything you desire, concerning your health, concerning your health, concerning your ambition, concerning your targets, as you resume. Maybe it's first class that you are trusting God for. And when you look back at the way it has happened, do you know God can change it all around? Because he's God of possibility. When you don't see it with the eyes of the physical, you see it with the eyes of your heart. That the source of the word is the one that you are running with. Don't waste a minute. Don't waste any moment. Can you begin to create the picture of your dream with thanksgiving in your heart? Begin to see yourself where you are. Like the one that I refer you to the other time. You know, I said, when I go, I said, anyway, I'm not dreaming of relocating to Canada. So maybe that's why, that is why I'm saying that they need to adjust this one. But for somebody that is dreaming of that, may want to begin to adapt herself to that. Begin to create a picture of your dream with thanksgiving this year. Start picturing where you want to be. You desire for twins? Have you started making an enlargement in your house? Have you started it? Have you started naming them? Look, there are some things we see the eyes of the physical. And that is why some things are not working. I remember when I was waiting for children, and I'd be calling their names. Lagbaja, come! This and that, come! And I'm not seeing anything. No. When we want to, we get to the dining table. I say, you, come! Come and bring the plate for me. And you know, because of being a human being, tears will just be dropping on my face like that. But I will wipe it. I say, no. That is what I desire to see. And God has brought it to pass. Create the picture of your dream with thanksgiving. Are you looking for an husband? And you think you are old? Can you begin to see God's faithfulness concerning it? Can you begin to claim it that, Lord, I receive my husband. I receive my husband this year, Lord. I receive my wife this year, Lord. Lord, I receive. And it may be a day of wedding. Somebody that has not received an husband cannot plan for. But you begin to plan. Because you are seen with the eyes of faith. Create the picture of what you want to be this year. Begin to create. Don't create negativity. Don't allow it. Don't give room for it. Because the enemy is so cunning. He's a bastard devil. Ojo kinti, Satanio. Create an atmosphere of it. Create it. And the Lord will bring it to pass. Mary. She has not received it. And yet, she started running with it. And no wonder it came to pass. And that is why you and I, we are seated here this morning. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. And finally, please, sir, give me 5 minutes more to tidy it up. Create friendship with people of like mind. Hey, if you run with people that do not have vision this year, they will drag such a person back. Who are the people you are moving with? People that are dream killers. Are those people that you are moving with? Move away from them. From dream killers. Move away from them this year. Those people that will not allow the expected end to come to pass, run away from them. Do you know they may even be in the church? Do you believe it? So you need to locate those people that are of like mind. You don't just move with people. Move with people that are of, and God will help you. In the name of Jesus. Can we rise up on our feet and let Sister Abigail Be unto me
according to your according to your promises.
God,
I can stand secure.
Lord,
upon my heart.
Be unto us, O Lord.
Be unto me according to your word, according to your promises.
Lord,
Lord, can you begin to declare this morning, brethren, that be unto me according to your word? Be unto my destiny according to your word. Be unto my family according to your word. Be unto my career according to your word. Be unto my television according to your word. Be unto us, O Lord, according to your word. Be ye unto me, Lord. Be unto me, Lord. Be unto us, O Lord. Are you speaking unto my brother? Are you declaring that you'll be unto you according to the word of the Lord that has spoken? Be unto you. Be unto you according to the word of the Lord spoken. In the name of Jesus. Be unto us. Be unto us, O Lord. Be unto us, O Lord. Be unto us this year. Be unto us this year according to your word. Be unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Be unto us according to your word. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, according to the word of the Lord, according to the promises of the Lord, yes, according to the covenant of the Lord. There may be cacophony of voices all around, but you can choose whose report you will believe. The word of the Lord says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you expected end. That is the word of the Lord. Situation might be contending with it. Your logic, your common senses can be contending with it. But the Lord says, behold, there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut off. Can you speak unto the Lord this morning? This year, I stand upon your word, I stand upon your promises, and I declare in the name of the Lord by your mercies that my expectation this year shall not be cut off. Can you cry unto the Lord and speak unto the Lord? Mas katalaba, Meseke po shadalaba. Makuske popo. Can you picture your expectation for this year in your mind? Where do you see yourself at the end of this year? What do you expect of happen to you at the end of this year? What are the things you expect God to have done for you at the end of this year? Can you bring that picture into your mind? Can you call the things that are not as if they are? Man seke ni baba skehe pepepe re seke pepe re kekeke se pepe re kekeke se pepepe re kekeke se pepepe re ke si papa. Can you say unto the Lord this year, I'm not a failure, I'm a success. This year I'm not a failure, I'm a success. Cannot be frustrated because the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. I am a victor. I have victory because my God is Jehovah, the man of war. Every battle of this year, I am a victor. Every challenge of this year, I will overcome. Every opposition of this year will be subdued. Because the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Sehe teliba, shahanda tolaba, man seke telia, sehe kepos kandalaba, rehensi kapapa, rekekeke sepepe, brakaka sapalaba. Hey, mi zoke, hey, mi dide. Can you turn it to prayer for 1 minute and I will just run? Can you turn it to prayer? That song, just turn it to prayer this year that is coming to pass in your life, in my life. It is coming to pass this year, this year, this year. God tell you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say it, Palaba. Shahanda Palaba. Say it, Kuskaba. Anda Pokaka Sapa. Rakaka Sapa. Shipa Papa Sipa Laba. Anda Kuske Posa Dalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, this year we stand upon your word. We cling to your promise. You say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. The Lord, the word, the thought of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I speak by your mercy, by your grace, by your power unto everyone hearing me this morning. Whether they are here in the church, whether they are online, I speak unto you that this year the Lord will give you your expected end. In the mighty name of Jesus. And it is written that I know the thought that I think towards you, the thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And it is written, behold, there's a hand, and your expectation shall not be cut off. I speak unto everyone hearing this morning, an end has come to your sorrow. This year, an end has come to your struggle. This year, an end has come to your stagnation. This year, an end has come to your weaknesses. And your expectation this year shall not be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. I cut off everything contending with your expectation. With the sword of the Spirit, I cut off everything contending with expectation in the mighty name of Jesus. This year, receive strength to mantle wounds like eagle. This year, receive the strength to walk and not faint. This year, receive the strength to run and not be weary. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for servant that you are used for today. We pray that you strengthen her. Cause her to burst forward with great news, good news. In this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. This year, everyone hearing me this morning, you are good news, great news. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.